Federal prosecutors accused two Chinese scientists of smuggling into the United States a dangerous fungus that causes a disease in crops so that one of them could research the pathogen at the University of Michigan laboratory. We'll hear more about how the markets reacted to that information from Arlen Suderman at StoneX.
As you look at this, it was basically a type of fungus that causes head blight, apparently different than what we have seen in the United States before. Can affect many of our crops, including wheat and rice and maize, and cause significant damage. And ingested in enough levels, it can cause vomiting in people, as well as liver damage and even possible reproductive issues. So these two nationals, one of which we know is a member of the Chinese Communist Party, and her device showed strong support for the Communist National Party, and were bringing this material into the United States. They said to do research at the University of Michigan, but this is a pretty serious offense with pretty serious risks, and it's being treated as a potential agroterrorism type of an event.
In a statement on June 3rd, the University of Michigan said it condemns any action that seeks to cause harm, threaten national security, or undermine the university's critical public mission. I'm Susan Littlefield.